The whole process of divorce is about letting go. Everything that I've done for 2 years has been letting go. And part of it is letting go of my child. So I do have half time with my son. And every minute is precious. And, you know, sometimes when he leaves, it's okay. And sometimes that night before is just awful. I know I'm not going to see him. Yeah, it's kind of like a hole in your heart. You know, there's an emptiness, an empty space in your life. And you walk around the house and you see his toys. And, you know, letting go of something brings that thing closer to you. And a lot of times that's true. It's, you know, it brings a kind of a richer relationship.
Felt that he gave
back
me
to you when you start letting go.
Very large percentage of my values. And so it was decided, you know, turn up the morphine and turn off the respirator. And so it was really just trying to be with him during his last moments. And also kept telling him to, you know, it's okay to let go and to have the peace. I was very, very sad at the same time feeling like, yeah, I wanted him to experience the kind of ending that he wanted, which was peaceful.
But he was only with me when he was with me during the day, never at night. That was really, really awful to have to give him back to her at night, you know, around dinner time. Never had a chance to be with him then, because that's a really nice time to story or taking a bath and snuggling. That was a huge loss of my relationship with him. 3, 4, 5, you know, those years are gone. They're not going to come back. I just missed that part. I think that's the real loss of this is it still feels like he's visiting with me rather than living. And I gotta drive him over to his mom and get out of the car in the dark and the rain and hand him off to her. So that's also very difficult. Then I go home and it's kind of a lonely feeling. Come home by myself and go to sleep by myself.
I had to be there to change his diaper in the middle of the night a couple times. So that was really it was not fun, but it was moving to do that, to be the caretaker for my father when his body was just failing, couldn't hold his own body. And you know, then I had to leave, and that goodbye was powerful, and we both knew it was probably the last time. And I, you know, this moment I'd feared for so many years of losing him, his death, was there. And you know, I got through it, because he, like I say, he'd been there, so he'd gotten me to a place where I was an adult, I had my own life. I wasn't vulnerable, and if he'd gone at other times, it might have been very different. And I was very grateful for that. I was very grateful that I'd been able to grow up with him in my life.